Good morning. It's July 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Blessings. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. From Matthew 5, 3 through 10. There are many times in life when each of us feel far from God, or sad, or shy and withdrawn, or like we are desperately trying to do what is right and failing. There are indeed many times when we show compassion for others, when the best in us comes out, when we bring a peaceful resolution to someone else's strife, and yet even these require that someone be hurting or fighting. And yes, there are times when others speak ill of us, when we are only trying to be loving. Sometimes it seems that if it weren't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. But look closely. These are the times when the author of salvation sat on a mountain above a huge crowd of every type of sinner and downtrodden and told them who are the blessed. The Aramaic word our Lord used, rendered in Greek, was makarios, and it means fortunate, happy, or well off. Incredibly, Jesus tells us the definition of happiness in these seven sentences. Theologians regard verses 10 and 11 as benedictions upon the people described in the preceding seven Beatitudes. The whole seven describe the perfect character. Charles Spurgeon says he knows of 288 different opinions of ancient philosophers on what constitutes happiness, and none hits the mark. But Christ does in just these few sentences. He calls the Beatitudes the ladder of light, ascending from the poor in spirit to the pure in heart and peacemaker. And yet, Spurgeon says they are a descent in human terms, for the Beatitudes mark deepening humiliation and growing exaltation. As men become more Christ-like, rising in their divine blessing, they sink in their own esteem. Recall Philippians 2 and the mind of Christ. Note also that makarios is in the present tense. The Beatitudes aren't giving you a list of ways to behave for which you will only be rewarded in the future, but character traits that develop as you become less and less poor in spirit, which breed joy and happiness right now. Even the poor in spirit can rejoice in their fledgling faith, having just experienced grace, just as the peacemaker can rejoice in resolving disputes with humility. Our opening verses, however, omit the actual blessings, but only identify who are the blessed. Read the entire passage, and note that the blessing for each character level is tailored to that particular rung on the ladder of light. So the poor in spirit inherit the kingdom by grace, while those who mourn are comforted, etc. Not unlike the parables which our Lord loved to use in teaching, the Beatitudes are steeped in paradox. Seven times Christ tells us of characters which start in poverty and end in persecution, and yet are happy beyond all the others. How like the rabbi! He grabs our attention and makes us think. The Beatitudes remind us of the fruits of the Spirit once again. They are not a list of do's, but a list of states of being, as we surrender to the Savior and allow the Spirit to work progressively, more and more, through us. The world will indeed know us by our love, but they won't love us for what they don't have. As the happiness of the believer increases with his sanctification, his progressive Christ-likeness, his ascent up the ladder of the Beatitudes into the sunshine, the persecution of the world will intensify. But that will not rob us of our joy, because we know that we are not of this world. Instead, we are, in the words of B.B. King, riding with the King. Dear Heavenly Father, through your Spirit, remind us daily that it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. He is the source of our happiness and contentment. Joy comes with each step as we gradually become more Christ-like, manifested in the characteristics on the ladder of the Beatitudes. As we become more comfortable with prayer, more stimulated by Scripture, more aware of Christ around us, it will be manifested in our love and our humility. Amen. That's Alice Sarah Ott, first playing Claire de Lune, and then Sweet Bergamesque. We'll see you tomorrow.